so that I know that we're going over the same ground over and over this month. And we don't, oh, about Harold? Oh, okay. I guess it's ongoing with him, different tests and in and out. I wasn't able to make contact, and I never heard from him, but I don't expect to hear from him. He's too sick. It's understandable. So, back to you, Bob. I'm glad you're enjoying the Olympics. W2BLB, WA2ZNT.
George, if that's you, you're not making it.
Just need to move to a better location. How's this, Bob?
Okay, that's good, George. All right, we got you on the list. And we've got Willie, Pete, and Bill, and then you. So let's go over to WI2LYP at this point. W2BOB in the net.
N2NBR.
Hey, we got you, John. N2NBR also. Over to you, Willie P.
W2BOB in the group, WI2LYP. Good morning, everyone. Wednesday, I was just a slept late and missed the net. And then yesterday, I was so confused with the storm and everything. I thought the net was yesterday. I was down waiting for it. And then, I don't know if it was Bill or Paul told me, no, there's no net today. And we helped Charlie get home with traffic and directions. 34 here, and ice is blowing off the trees and hitting the side of the house. But, you know, this is winter. What are you going to do? And like everybody says, there's going to be maybe more tomorrow. I was glad I went out on Wednesday and I shoveled. I worked for about 2 hours on my upper deck and shoveled a lot of weight off of it. We had that top layer was about 4 inches thick of ice, and I'd have to break a piece of ice off and throw it overboard and then get the snow underneath that wasn't as heavy. And they're looking at two more inches tomorrow, I guess, or tonight, whatever. You know, interesting enough, you mentioned that about the fire hydrants. We have one hydrant on my block, and I take it upon myself to clear it, so I'll have to run up there today and do it again. But I have cleared the whole area around the hydrant and make sure that it's usable. And in the a nearby town here, New Milford, had a house fire, I guess during a storm or whatever, and they showed pictures of the hydrant was neatly shoveled by someone who lived nearby, so that was a plus for them. One last thing, Bob, I have diabetes too. I'm type 2, so I just take oral medications, but people who take medications for diabetes, whether it be insulin or whatever, if you take your medication, then you don't eat right, you tend to slip into low blood sugar, and it can happen easily. So, W2BOB in the group. Back to you, Bob.
Okay, very good, Bill, and thanks for the update there. I was not really sure what would have caused Carol's problem, but he has been diabetic for a very long time, and I know that before his latest problems started, he lives alone and used to go out for his meals, and he had been neglecting eating, I think, so that could have been where that situation was starting. But he was in the hospital for tests, and then, of course, he went back in with the low blood sugar, so hopefully they'll correct whatever is causing the problem. So he has vowed to be back with us on our 20-meter net next week, so we hope he is. So that's it. All right, WB2OXU, how's things up your way, Bill? This is W2BOB with the CBS Retiree Net.
W2BOB and the group WB2OXU. Good morning, everyone. Bob, Paul, Joe, Willie P., George, and John. I guess like everybody else, we got lots of snow. I don't know how much snow we got, but all I know is that I need a straw in order to breathe. That's how high it is. But Yeah, it's about 34 here. I've just been here watching across the road. Two ladies attempting to dig out their car. They had about 3 feet of snow on either side. They cleaned the car. Now they're trying to get the car out of the parking spot. And they're just rocking it back and forth, because they hit some ice and it slides right back into the spot again. Boy, boy, fun winter days. Just think warm, happy thoughts. It won't melt the snow, but at least it'll give you something else to think about, except the snow. W2BOB on the group, WB2OXU.
Hey, Bill. Very good. Good report. And, I think I'd watch channel it was, had an interview with a motorist who had just dug his car out along Riverside Drive in Manhattan. And they said, well, are you happy that you got the car free? And the guy says, yeah, but I don't know if this parking space will be here when I get back. So, not a good situation at the park on the street, especially with the plows going through in the city and really embedding the vehicles even further. So, oh well. Out here we have strict regulations that in snowstorms no one is allowed to park on the street. And it makes a lot of sense. Because that gives the plows a good run, and they don't have to worry about parked cars. So, but it's a year-round ruling. You're not allowed to park on the street between certain hours at night, and if you park for more than 8 hours during the day, you can get a summons. So, and it seems to work. So that's okay. Most everybody has driveways and garages, so that works out okay. And the various apartment complexes out this way have their own parking lots, so those folks are not penalized. All right, over to George, K2BIE, W2BOB with CBSN.
Okay, am I in the right spot now, Bob?
You are. You ought to put an X somewhere on the right spot. That way you'll find it.
I would like to do that, but unfortunately I'm up in the bedroom still because I slept late this morning. So I have to start finding a whole new bunch of great spots. Anyway, good morning to everyone. And I'm trying to remember, is this Valentine's Day? If so, hey, happy Valentine's Day. If not, happy Valentine's Day anyway. I only have one thing to report, which is because of yesterday's hiatus from having to do almost anything else, I buckled down and I worked on amateur extra examinations all day long until I was loopy. And loopy is really bad. So when I went to bed last night, I was trying to calculate what are the arcs mean on Smith charts and what is the front-to-back ratio of whatever the hell. And I don't know. It must be working because my average score keeps climbing up inch by inch, bit by bit, which only testifies to the genius of our friend Paul, who recommended keep studying and you'll do it. Well, Paul, I'm going to keep studying and I'm going to do it. Anyway, I see the sun is shining outside, but the shade is down, so I haven't had the chance to look at anything yet. But I presume it's pretty much the same as it was yesterday, except that it's not snowing. Back to you, Bob. W2BOB in the group, K2BIE.
Hey, George. Very good. K2BIE, W2BOB in the net, and my business on the studying, and I did the same thing when I was working on my extra. I think I mentioned before on this net that when I was on the Guiding Light soap opera, we got extended lunch hours, and I would be by myself, of course, in the sound effects control, and one of the guys in maintenance left me his code generator, and I sat there and kept getting my code speed up, and of course, afterwards, when I was back, when the guiding light was no longer in existence at CBS, I was back in the sound effects area, and they had a computer, and I was able to take the exams on a regular basis, so, and it did help, certainly did help. So. Okay, very good. Let's continue along with John, N2NBR, W2BOB in the...
Okay, good morning, everybody. I don't know who all's in here. I've just joined late because of the situation around here. I took a foot of snow out of the driveway yesterday, and it looks like there's at least another close to a foot again. So good thing I did that because the snowblower will handle about a foot and a half, you know, slowly, but it will do it. It's about a 10 horsepower, something like that. And but I'm on the side. That's the good news. The bad news is I'm on the side of a hill, so gotta be careful of that. But anyway, we got intermittent sunlight, some high cirrus clouds. Looks like hard to tell here. But anyway, light is coming and going. And well, we have 32 degrees here on the button, and barometric pressure is 29.15, and 90% humidity. And but the roofs are somewhat concerned. I'm concerned about the roofs for all of us here. That they have you know, upwards of at least a foot and a half of snow on them, and they're getting, you know, kind of weighty. If it's fluffy snow, it's no problem. But if it's heavy with wet snow, it could be a problem. I left my roof heaters on last night, and that helped, I think. But, you know, it helps get as much water off the roof because, as you all know, I'm sure, the snow melts from the bottom, not the top, you know, when you're in the house, because that's where the heat comes from. So, with that, let's see, what else did I have? Well, for now, that's good. W2BOV and the group N2NBR, and I'll take some notes here and say good morning to everybody next time around.
KC2EMG.
Morning, Bob. KC2EMG, W2BOB, and I was just about to call for additional check-ins after John's transmission. I just have one question here for John. On the next go-round, John, can you describe how the heating system in your roof works? That sounds very interesting. So, all right, we have KK2EMG, and I'll stand by now for any other check-ins for the net. Come now, please. Okay, nothing heard. So, Bob Squared, over to you. KK2EMG, W2BOB with the net.
KK2EMG, well, with the CBS net. I don't know who's here because I have just recently rejoined the living myself. Having slept late, I was up a little late because our son was catching a flight to Ireland last night with a scheduled 10:30 departure from JFK. I wasn't sure that they made it, but sure enough, they got off almost an hour late, and when I checked them using that system called FlightAware, they were over Newfoundland and on their way. And why would anybody be going there, you ask? Well, it turns out that one of his buddies is getting married, and that's where they're going to go for the bachelor party. They just don't do things the way we did. And he'll be back someday. So much for that. KC2EMG over to W2BOB.
Okay, very good, KC2EMG, W2BOV. Well, of course, it is still the gathering, I believe, in Ireland, so that's an excuse to go. But, yeah, that is kind of unusual to go to a bachelor party across the pond. But, hey,
with the airline travel the way it is, that's terrific. Okay, well, we've gone through the list the first time. I'll take one more standby for any late check-ins, and then we'll go back up and do it again here. W2BLB with the CBS retiring standing by. Okay, nothing heard. I did want to remark that the last 2 days on 20 meters, the propagation has been superb, where everyone was able to hear everyone else. And yesterday, we even had a station in Belgium check in, just briefly, but he was telling us that he was hearing everybody as well. So that's the way the band is bouncing. But I did get the advisory from the Australian Space Agency that there will be today, I guess, another coronal mass ejection, which means that propagation will be disrupted. So so much for that. But this has been a horrendous week on 20 meters with between the Democratic Republic of Sao Tome de-expedition, which was listening split, and boy, that really created a lot of QR myriad across almost 10 kilohertz on 20, and the school club roundup, which fortunately is now over. So that's the scoop. So back to Paul, AT2T, W2BOB with the CBS retirees.
W2BOB in the group, AT2T. Good morning to Mark Squared and John. Then I'll tell you, George, that's good news, and you're doing it the right way. Study a little bit in the book or however you're doing it, then take a few tests a day. You don't have to do it every day for 8 hours. One or two tests and you keep on doing it. And like you say, your score is creeping up inch by inch, but you'll get there. Anyway, hope everybody is going to have a good day today. The sun is shining. It's supposed to go up to about 40. So a lot of this stuff is going to melt, but not very quickly, because most of it is solid ice. I've got two solid ice mountains on either side of my driveway. Of course, they're out the street. And, of course, my sidewalk is clean, and my walkway to the house is clean, and the driveway is clean. So thank God for my next-door neighbor. And thank God for the snowblower, because without the snowblower, it would be a hell of a job. Anyway, back to Ned. This is AC2T.
Ah, yes. Words of wisdom. Thank you, Paul. And, yeah, the snowblowers are a wonderful machinery, but you still have to be out there in the elements using it. So. Alrighty. That's why I'm glad we have someone that does it for us, as you pointed out that you have as well. WA2ZNT is next. W2BOV, over to you, Joe.
W2BOV, and then that WA2ZNT. Alright. Yes, well, there are tragedies that occur even in the snowstorms, and people are asked to stay off the road if they can. And I guess one couple had to go for groceries, and the lady was pregnant. The baby was just about to be born, but when they were unloading the car of groceries, taking bags out, the one running the snow power did not see her and unfortunately did her in. And I cried when I heard that yesterday. My daughter told me about it, and she was taken to the hospital, even though she was dead, and they had to take the baby from her by cesarean section and save the baby. So the husband was all right. He wasn't touched, but he lost a wife and had a newborn to look after. Well, anyway, sorry to really that tale of woe. And I heard there were several more on the news, but not details of it, and I wasn't going to look for any. But just that one made me feel bad. But So there you go. Back to you, Bob. I'll just keep it short so we can go around. W2BOB, W82ZNK.
Okay, Joe. Yeah, that is a very sad situation, that's for sure. So, all right, over to Willie P, WI2LYP, W2BOB in the net.
W2BOB in the net, WI2LYP. I just thought of something that when Josephine said that about the, who was on the news last night on the news, Mayor de Blasio was taking a lot of hits for having school yesterday, and he said that the weather service and the broadcast bands said that they were only going to have like 3 inches of snow or something like that. My daughter, who was here for dinner, said Lonnie Quinn went ballistic on the air last night at the, on the, I don't know, 5 or 6 o'clock news, and he had stacks of papers, and he was reading off the predictions that he was giving out, and he said nowhere did he say it was going to be 3 inches of snow, and he they kept upping the totals, and also he said the mayor wasn't paying much attention. If the group could put up with another fire truck story, I have one that comes to mind. I did specifications a number of years ago for Beach Mountain, North Carolina, which is in the western part of the state up in the Blue Ridge Mountains. It's a resort community on top of a mountain that's 4,800 feet up. About 50% of the residents live there full-time, and 50% are resort dwellers. At the top of the mountain is a ski lodge and a ski slope, and when the fire chief took me around, we were looking at the area when we were figuring out what we had to specify in this fire truck. He showed me this wooden shack on top of a, you drive up a hill to this wooden shack, and there's the wooden shack. And he showed me inside the wooden shack is a fire hydrant and several rolls of hose. He also showed me that the shack had a top hatch on it. And he said sometimes they get so much snow that the whole shack is buried, and they have to go in through the top to get to the hydrant. Somebody asked how they got water up that high, and the answer is they have a lake. I guess it might be a man-made lake that they use these huge pumps, and they pump water from the lake to use to shoot the snow guns. So if they have a fire, they just divert that water over to the hydrant that they have up there. But the apparatus was very unusual. It was a custom cab 4x4, so you don't see that too often, a regular fire truck that's four-wheel drive. Then it had to be short length to fit in the firehouse, because the firehouse was a garage from the ski resort, and it had to have a short wheelbase so it could get around these little mountain passes and stuff. Some of the roads weren't even paved. They were just crushed stone. We put a 500-horsepower oversized engine in it, and as well as an engine compression brake that might be known as a Jake brake to some people, as well as an electronic retarder. We put in their performance specifications. The closest city or town nearby is 10 miles down the hill, and they always had problems going down the hill that their brakes would overheat, and the truck almost wouldn't stop at the bottom. So that's why we had the two retarders on it. And going back up the hill, the current apparatus always overheated, so we made sure that it had a big engine that could get up the hill without overheating. And it had the pump capacity from the lake from draft, which is a very difficult task at that height. But in any case, the specifications worked out. The truck passed all the tests when it was delivered, and the fire department lived happily ever after. Each year I see the chief at a conference that I speak at out in Indianapolis, and he always gives me the thumbs up that the rig is working well. So with these piles of snow, I couldn't forget that little shack on top of the mountain with a hydrant inside. W2BOB in the group, back to you.
Okay. Oh, thanks, Willie P. That's a great story, and boy, the intricacies involved with situations like that on a 4,800-foot mountaintop. Gosh. And very interesting. It you know, being basically in these suburban areas, we don't think about things like that, but the fact that you were firsthand on the whole situation is really nice. By the way, we had a night before last, we had a fire response here on this street, about a half dozen houses down from where we are, and I was in the ham shack because we had just gotten off the 20-meter net, and my wife said, come upstairs and look at this. So I went up, and she said, look out the right side window of the living room, and there was a police car with all of its emergency lighting on, blocking the entrance to the street. So she said, why are they doing that? And I said, probably there's something down at the opposite end on the left side that is not wanting to see traffic come through. So I went out and looked down to the left, and sure enough, the ladder truck was there, and a pumper, and the chief's cars, and so I got my scanner out. I didn't hear anything at first, but I could see the firemen walking into the dwelling, and then coming back out and going back in again. And I do know from listening that if it was just one truck and pumper, malfunctioning alarm or an actual CO2 situation. This spontaneous ambulance call in town, and we're transporting someone else in a different part of the village over to Long Island Jewish Hospital. So that's basically it. But they were there for a long time, and there were people lined up waiting to get into the street, I guess, in their vehicles. And every time a car would pull up, they would have to get out, approach the vehicle, and then he would pull the vehicle. But it was just a nice to see. Then finally,
like somebody sitting on a microphone.
Yeah, it sounds like it's mobile. I didn't get back on. Are you copying me?
Yeah, you're going over that. No problem.
What is it? I think it would come out of the repeater, but it hasn't. So, WFOSU, try and build it.
W2BLB on the group WB2OX. You ought to know if I'm coming over it or not, but yeah, the repeater hasn't timed out. I find that kind of strange. I don't know what's going on. W2BLB on the group WB2OXU.
George, your turn. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to keep it short. I couldn't say about this either, but I think you're right. B.O.B. in the group, K2BIE. And Paul, thank you for those words of encouragement, and Bob, too.
B.O.B. into NBR.
Well, it doesn't make any difference, does it? Whoever's causing the problem. KC2EMG W2BOB. Try it and see how you're coming through, Bob. Over.
KC2EMG. Hope my signal is coming through. I can reach somebody pretty well. So the only one I had trouble with, Bob. Nice to see the sun. We were plowed out last night at about 11 o'clock. And, of course, we're going to need another plow out. But I don't do that stuff anymore. And advisedly. So that's where we stand here. Fortunately, we're all provisioned. And I did order flowers by wire. And since it was late, I had a little for delivery this morning. Apparently, it left Tennessee at 11 o'clock last night, and it's in Poughkeepsie right now and being sorted. So I hope we see the flowers in time for Valentine's Day. Back to the net with W2BOB. This is KC2EMG.
Okay, very good. And it's a strange situation with this carrier that's on frequency and holding the repeater. And there's no repeater timeout. That doesn't make much sense to me. Anyway, this is W2BOB and the CBS retiree step, and we think this is 73 round being left for that time. So, AC2T, W2BOB for 73s. Go ahead, Paul.
W2BOB in the group, AC2T. I guess he either unkeyed or sat up and got off the mic, so whatever. But these things do happen. I heard it come on to you there for a few minutes, but you were going right through it. Every once in a while, it would take you out. But everybody else has gone through no problem at all. So, okay, 73s to all. Enjoy the day while it's sunny. Tomorrow, we'll have more snow. But after that, hopefully, we'll get rid of this stuff. And hopefully, we don't get any more coming back. So we'll see what happens. Mother Nature has really did it this year. Made up for all those years that we didn't have too much snow. And she figured, well, we better give them a taste of it. But I remember years ago, some big storm. Anyway, 73's all. Take care. And Josephine, I'm glad to hear you back. And you're doing very good, sounding good. Keep up the good work, and hopefully we'll hear you again. I don't know if we're going to have it Monday or not. That's up to Bob. So, but I'll be here. So 73's all. Take care. W2BOB, AC2T, 73.
Yeah, okay, Paul, AC2T, W2BOB. No, I'm not planning on having the net on Monday, but, of course, if you're on frequency, that's fine. No problem. All righty, AC2T signs, so let's go to Joe, WA2ZNT, for her 73 with the net, W2BOB.
W2BOB, WA2ZNT, okay. I'll add my 73, and, thank you for the net, and thank to everybody for their transmissions, and especially Willie P. there on his very well-done presentation of the fire apparatus, and that's always interesting, and all related topics. So, very good. There will be no formal net Monday, as you said, Bob, so those who get on through. Get on informally if they won't wish to. Otherwise, we'll get together for Wednesday. Wednesday, in case anybody was thinking of getting on and wanting to know when a scheduled net will be. All right. So much for that. And enjoy the holiday, although I still think Washington's birthday is the 22nd of February, even if it was moved. A birthday is a birthday. Okay, 73, everybody. W2BOB, WA2ZNT.
Hey, Joe, very good. Always a pleasure to hear you and to have you with us. Interesting point that I never realized. In the state of Illinois, Lincoln's birthday is a state holiday and all state facilities close, while federal facilities stay open. And that is, of course, because they acknowledge that Lincoln is basically, from Illinois, even though I think he was born in Kentucky. But besides that, they honor Lincoln, and they close all state offices on Lincoln's birthday. So they still observe it, and I noticed on my calendar here that they still have the 12th listed as Lincoln's birthday, and the 22nd is Washington's birthday. But of course, the 17th, which is next Monday, is the official federal holiday. So, and that's why we usually don't meet on federal holidays. So that's the scoop. WY2LYP next for 73 Bill, W2BOB.
W2BOB in the group, WY2LYP. Thanks for your comments, Joe. I'm glad to hear that, and happy Valentine's Day. Just a quick note, Tuesday I was DXing to the West opened up for me anyway. I was able to have a good QSO on 10 meters with a guy in Hawaii, and then that evening on 15 meters with somebody 20 kilometers north of Tokyo, which was a big thrill for me because up to this point I hadn't gone beyond California or British Columbia. Anyway, 73s to all. Have a safe weekend, and I'll catch you next week, hopefully on Wednesday. W2BOB in the group, WY2LYP.
Okay, very good, Bill, and that's great on the DXing, and glad you were able to make those contacts. I think one of the most fascinating ones that I had made, I was mobile in Boulder, Colorado. We were out there vacationing. And I worked into Pango Pango in the South Pacific and got a good report for just running, I had my ICOM 706 and I believe that was on 10 meters as well. I have the QSO card on the wall here, but I can't see it from where I'm sitting. So anyway, fine business and keep up the good work with DX. WB2OXU for 73,
W2BOV. W2BOV in the group, WB2OXU, very good. Just an FYI for those of you who may be interested, W1AW, as you know, has been operating from all over the country, and they will be operating from Guantanamo Bay February 26 through May 4th. They're going to be operating as W1AW/Kilo Golf 4, Guantanamo Bay. So if you're looking for W1AW, that's where they're going to be. I think they said it's the first time they've operated from there. They got permission from the Navy to do that. So just something to keep in mind on those dates. You may want to look for it. Don't know what the frequencies will be, but I'm sure they'll have it posted somewhere. Good to hear you all this morning. Stay warm, stay well, happy Valentine and all that other good stuff. And do have a good weekend. W2BOB in the group, WB2OXU, 73s everyone.
Okay, Bill, very good. WB2OXU, W2BOB with the CBS net, and phone is ringing. It's probably another telemarketer, but let's go to George, K2PIE for 73. Over to you, George.
Thank you, Bob. Well, happy Valentine's Day. At last I've had that confirmed. And secondarily, I want to say Then on Monday, I intend to come here for an informal net session in which we will sit around and discuss global warming, children. The latest baloney from Washington. I don't know. Not too much more here, but it has been a pleasure to hear you all. And this is one of those things that brightens my life inestimably. The other thing is to see a bunch of guys with snow shovels coming to clean out my space and not having to do it myself. 73 to you all. What, Jim? I don't know. I'm waiting for that. I'm waiting for global warming, too. 73 to you all, and have a great weekend. K2BIE will be off clear and turning it back to W2BOB.
Okay, George, very good. Have a good weekend also, and let's go over to N2NBR for his 73. John, your turn with the CBS W2BOB. Go ahead, John.
Okay, Bob. And thanks, Jerry, for if you're listening, for the relay. Willie, Pete, that's a fascinating story about a fire truck. Well, I talk about specialties as far as equipping a fire department for the general landform. That's really interesting. Bill, in spite of your antenna farm issue there, you're coming through fine. And George as well. And so I just want to say 73 all around, and I'll be listening out. I may try to stop in here Monday. I had a dental appointment today, which was, of course, was canceled. But anyhow, everybody have a good weekend, and we'll see you down the road, probably either Monday or Wednesday. And have a restful weekend. Don't lift with your back. Lift with your legs. So W2BOB in the group, N2NBR.
Okay, John, very good. And before you go, any word on when you're going to get your linear?
That's a good question. As a matter of fact, I'm going to try calling them today to see how far along they are. I don't know if their issues are the same as ours or similar anyway, as far as weather is concerned. So I guess it's a production line issue with them down there. So. You know, if they're short, if the production line isn't complete, then I guess they have an issue as far as, you know, whether anything gets done or not. But, yes, that's a good question, Bob, and I'm going to do that. I'm going to follow up on that today.
Okay. You know, UPS, I use UPS a lot to ship stuff, and they have been updating via email the fact that they are having delivery problems and shipping problems down south because of the same weather conditions that we had all the way down into Georgia. So I'm sure that Mississippi probably has a similar situation going on. But anyway, we wish you the best and hope that you get it soon and get it up and running. KC2EMG next for 73 W2BOB with the net.
KC2EMG will wish you all a happy Valentine's Day. Certainly has gotten to be a commercial issue. The historic origins of it are obscured, regrettably. And that's the end of my soapbox. We'll see you all next week. As Tennessee Ernie Ford used to say, I believe, be the good Lord willing, and if the creek don't rise. OUW2BOB.
All right, very good. And, who was it that coined the phrase, the southern phrase, may the good Lord take a liking to you?
Don't know. Sounds a little hillbilly-ish. It might have been Ford. Can't be sure.
Okay. I was trying to think of that, you know, because you reminded me about Tennessee Ernie, and that was a great talent. I'm so sorry that he passed when he did, but he had hit recordings, he had the TV show, and I think just about every member of the audience really enjoyed his talent and his personality. So, alrighty, well, we've gone through the list, and we wish everyone a good day today, a good weekend. We will rejoin on Wednesday, officially, for the CBS Retirees Net, and have a good holiday on Monday the 17th. Till then, W2BOV saying 73, happy Valentine's Day, and have a good day today. We now close the net and return the frequency to its regular operation.
Was it Greg Rogers?
Say again?
I was just wondering aloud whether it was Roy Rogers.
I don't know. You know, if I had known, I would have said who it was. I have no idea. I have no idea. I tend to think not. I tend to think it was someone who had a regular radio or television show who coined that phrase.